This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
I have something.
Hello.
So shut up.
Acai bowl?
I'm going to get an acai bowl, but I've just seen the best thing ever on Instagram. It's like Guinness ads from, I'm going to say, the 80s or 90s, and like the influencers of the time that they got on board to promote Guinness.
Sorry, I wasn't listening because I was coming up with a pickup line.
Oh, that's okay. Go on. What's your pickup line?
You've got the best acai.
That's so good.
Thank you.
We're talking about acai. Sorry, if that wasn't obvious. Or did we?
So we said that.
We said it.
Okay. Acai.
Okay, so you acai. Then you better go and collect them today and say that at Oakbury.
Oh, no. Oh, I don't know if they'd like that. Should they probably hear that every day?
Oh, they do. Yeah. That'd be one they get all the time. Okay.
Sorry, something about Guinness.
It's these like, they look like they're ads from kind of like the 80s or 90s promoting Guinness. And they've got some OG influencers, three women. The first is Mary Black.
Oh, yeah.
I pick up a Guinness as naturally as I pick up a tune. And she's looking cool in kind of like a leather jacket, headphones, and of course a Guinness. I always think
it's a real quote.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, and she's like telling the story of, I can remember like Guinness being in my family as long as music and sessions in the pub.
Always drink responsibly. My granddad used to drink Guinness out of bottles.
They're class.
They're,
I love
so
those.
Old school.
They're
old,
very yeah. old school. But okay, so next up on the promo trail.
It's just a giant ad for Guinness.
It is. No, but I just love this. She's a marathon winner, Emily Dowling. And she's like got a towel around her after she's run a marathon. And she's like, running marathons, you've got to perform well. You've got to feel good about yourself. Keep the competitive edge sharp. And that means watching the calories, which is one of the reasons I go for Guinness.
Yeah, because like it's the lowest calorie drink.
Is it?
In the pub, I think.
I didn't know that, but she's holding it like she'd hold a pint of water. And then there's someone who's in like a real 80s workout looking thing.
Callum, don't worry, I did that. Always drink responsibly.
Yes, always do drink responsibly. And it said Guinness workout on her top. And she says, when you get right to it, Guinness works out the best.
What was the famous slogan? Guinness is good for you. Yeah. I firmly believed that a couple of months ago when I was sick and I was like, fuck it, I'll have a Guinness. I was better than
it. Did it help?
Speaking of the old Guinwee, I had a friend come over from the UK a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, yeah.
You went and you had a Guinness.
I don't mind a Guinness every now and again. I actually had three.
I thought you liked a Guinness.
That's the magic number.
That's the reason I like a Guinness, because it's not bubbly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not fizzy. Really do drink responsibly. This feels like it's been sponsored by Guinness.
We said, yeah.
Yeah.
But also, so he was over a couple of weeks ago, and he had Guinness before in the UK and was like, it's muck.
Shit, London Guinness.
It's Guinness in the UK. And then he had nothing but Guinness for the rest of the trip.
Really?
We went on the Saturday, it was when your sister and dad was there, didn't see them.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm drinking nothing but Guinness. And then I was over in the UK the last couple of days, and he was drinking nothing but Guinness. He's a convert.
He's gone.
I think it comes in hard and fast. Once you become a Guinness person, it's all encompassing.
He had a Wetherspoons Guinness.
I could never imagine. No. I could never imagine drinking anything else now.
Well, like, I mean, sometimes in the summer you want a beer, like it's a bit lighter and more refreshing.
I mean, if I was in the pub, like, I'd have to order a pint.
And it's just aesthetic. Do you know when it's like, oh, like tray full of pints and then one person gets like a course? Emma, we're looking at you.
Yeah, we are. But people who go to like the Temple Bar, like tourists come in and they order fucking Moretti. What are you doing?
Yeah. No.
Ordering a Moretti.
No, just like when in Rome. Do as the fucking
Heineken.
I was only thinking, have you gone past, have you been on the Keys recently and seen that pub that's literally like, it looks like someone like cardboard cut out a pub and they just stuck it up on like a glass wall. It's like no original real fixtures, but like it's always packed.
Which keys? Because keys are quite long.
So it's near, do you know where Milano is in Temple Bar?
Yes.
I don't know which key that is or which bridge. Is it maybe near
Yeah, it's near the Ha'penny.
Maybe near the Ha'penny.
Is it Ashton Key?
Potentially. And it's just like, it looks like, you know when you get your like books covered in school and there's like the little plastic cover, like that's what the pub like signage looks like and everything. And it just looks glass and it looks like AI and weird, but it's always packed.
Is it up near the Workman's like?
It's a bit further, like towards.
Is it not called the Workman's?
Yeah.
Oh, it just made me laugh. It was like where you stick there in front of everyone.
Yeah, it's called the Workman's.
I'd say the, maybe. I don't know.
No, I've heard no one ever call it the Workman's.
Have you not?
Just down Workman's.
I think either were.
The gig was on
a
Workman's.
I also called it the Temple Bar.
Well, that's because you were talking about the pub itself, or were you?
The Workman's Club.
Yeah.
The Workman's.
The working man.
Sorry for laughing.
Yeah, Callum, what the fuck?
I'm really
English, always at it.
Yeah, always at it again.
Never not at it.
Okay, good luck.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 12th of June, 2025. You're with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona this morning.
Well, there's a third.
Oh, there is a third. There's a third in this relationship. There always has been.
Can we mention it? It is your sunburn.
Oh, mother of God.
That is vibrant,
honey.
I'm
in so much pain. And there's one thing I was hiding from you. I don't know if you can explain this.
Oh, you had a chain on.
I had a chain on.
Oh my God, you're permanently Connell.
I am red raw.
Wow.
And in so much pain.
Oh, I wonder if the girlies will go for that combo with GAA shorts as much. I hope so.
This is the new trend. Yes, yeah.
It is trending.
Sunburning your chain onto your skin. So that you are just constantly sexy. And that is... you're welcome, ladies.
Thank you for waiting till now to reveal that. Because honestly, the Dublin girls were not ready. We are speechless.
You ready? Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
Did you know that it's only been basically a year since Brat Summer?
That is insane. Yeah. I love how she's openly like, my next album will be a flop.
Yeah, I love that.
We love that.
Big fan of that. And it's probably true, but maybe not, right? Mm-hmm. Charlie XCX, she is coming to Malahide Castle on Tuesday, which is less than a week away, and tickets are completely sold out, so see you later.
And that's it. Good luck if you're there. Bye.
Nah, we're only joking. We're only joking with you, of course. We have the final tickets for you to win today at some point across the show. If you want to win, all you got to do is WhatsApp us three letters. Those letters are XCX for Charlie, XCX to 087-711-1038.
Yes, we'll keep the lines open all morning and we'll make a call back to give someone the tickets before 10 a.m. So if it's you that we call, we need you to answer the phone saying this phrase.
You wanna guess the colour of my underwear?
Ah, that's nasty.
Do it loud, especially
you
if you're at work.
The colour of my underwear.
If you work in HR for one of the big four, I want to hear you in a sultry tone professing.
So, let me guess this right. No hellos, no who's this, no how are you, none of that, no how you, hey spin. No. You have to answer the phone with,
you wanna guess the colour of my underwear.
That's mean.
If you want to follow up with, you want to know what I got going on down there, by all means, pop off. Just WhatsApp us the letters XEX right to 087-711-1038. And then if we ring you back just before 10, make sure you answer with, you wanna guess the colour of my underwear.
You wanna guess the colour of my underwear.
All right, XCX in a text to 087-711-1038 or on WhatsApp. XCX right now, and you could be winning Charlie XCX tickets before the end of the show this morning. On Monday, Love Island started.
It did.
And this is something that I haven't watched, I want to say, in years. Have you ever watched?
Yeah, no, I did. I was always a really big fan, and then they just kind of overdid it.
They did.
And it was constantly, whether it was All Stars or not, your man Casey seemed to just be in every season. And I was like, do you know what? I can't.
I remember that guy. I don't feel like I've watched it properly since the Tommy Fury and All Days.
With Molly Mayhagen, Maura Higgins,
and all that.
I mean, it's hard to top that. I think my last one that I properly watched was Ekin-Su.
Really? Oh, yes, I did watch that one.
Ekin-Su and Davide.
I did watch that one. Yes, I did watch that one. And then I just kind of took a break for a couple of years.
Yeah.
So it's gotten to the point now where I'm like, okay, I said I'll watch it this year. I'll see what's going on. Let's see what the story is. And it's getting to the point where I'm kind of like excited for it to come on.
Okay.
Like nothing massively has happened because it's only day three last night. But I'm happy to have it back. Like it's interesting to have something to watch every single night.
Yeah.
The only thing is that I'm getting obviously a little bit older in my own life, in my own personal life. No, it's okay. I've accepted it. I'm getting a little bit older. So when you get a little bit older, you stop caring about certain things.
Yes.
The thing I've realized I've stopped caring about is names. I can only describe the people on Love Island. I don't know what their names are.
Yeah.
I can only describe them. I do know one of their names, and one of them's names is Shakira.
Well, you wouldn't forget that in a hurry now.
They have made the hips don't lie joke at least 7 times.
Ah, that's a poor show by
it's
Ian.
It's only 3. No, no, not even Ian, the contestants.
Oh, well, that's understandable by
Ian,
them.
Ian, I feel it would be...
He's a bit above that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's drama on at the moment, right? So Shakira was coupled up at the very, very start with what I call Tall Tan Hothead.
Love it.
Right? So
I know him. I think I've seen him.
Tall Tan Hothead were coupled up, right? And Tall Tan Hothead was a bit... he was like kind of like, I have her now. I don't really...
No.
You know what I mean? I wasn't really... I'm not going to even try.
Girl, and shut up. You're on telly.
And then Yank walked in.
Oh, Yank.
Yeah, so there's a girl. She's from America. I call her Yank.
That's
Yank,
very clever.
Yank walked in and stole Tall Tan Hothead.
No way. Yeah. And when you say hothead, is he a bit grumpy? A bit argumentative?
Well, I'll get to it. Okay, I'll get to it, right? So Tall Tan Hothead was stolen by Yank, right? And they said, Shakira, you're on your own for 24 hours. You have to basically couple up with someone in 24 hours or you're dumped from the island if that boy doesn't want to, you know, whatever. So Shakira goes and she tries to chat to all of the islanders, including Limerick Man, and who's very good looking.
I love how that's great. Usually followed with a name, but no. Limerick Man.
So she goes and she chats to Limerick Man, but she doesn't couple up with him at the end of the 24 hours. She couples up with, I can't remember his name, but he looks like a previous Love Islander. Right.
So PLI, we'll call him.
Yeah, PLI. Well,
Fly.
I think Sam is the person he looks like.
Okay.
From a previous season. I think he won with someone last season, I think.
With Molly. Was that an All Stars one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, so she chooses Sam lookalike.
Okay.
And then Tall Tan Hothead decides he wants Shakira back. He's done with Yank.
Grass isn't always greener.
So anyway, he goes and he tells her he really, really likes her. And Shakira's kind of like, yeah, you kind of want what you can't have, really.
Yeah, that's what she says.
And then in comes, definitely has a poster of Peaky Blinders in his bedroom. And he says, can I grab you for a chat?
No.
And she says, yeah, sure. And he takes her to the hideaway and they go for a chat. And then they kiss. Right?
Oh my God.
Like a new character. He was there from the start, but we didn't know. He walks in, he goes, can I grab you for a chat? And then they kiss. Meanwhile, Shakira's only after giving out to Sam lookalike because he had his leg on a girl that kind of looks like my ex.
Oh, not kind of looks like your ex.
No, she doesn't at all, but has blonde hair.
Okay, well, perfect.
So, Shinee, that's what's going on in the villa.
Wow.
10 out of 10 would recommend.
I love it.
And so much better without the names.
I'm going to watch tonight and know exactly who you were talking about.
You'll definitely, the second you watch it, you'll know definitely has a poster of Peaky Blinders.
I cannot wait to see him in particular. I would like to talk about my mother-in-law.
Oh.
My mother-in-law. Am I right, mother-in-law? We're not married yet, but I just call her my mother-in-law because me and Dwayne are together like 10 years. So at this point, you're not going to be like, my boyfriend's mom.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's just handier. So Lavinia is
her name. I still have that. My girlfriend's mom.
My girlfriend's mom. Well, yeah, I mean, you are only together a week. So yeah, if you kind of started calling her your mother-in-law, that might be a slight cause for concern.
No, but I'm at the point where I'm like, I'm kind of like, I hate saying my girlfriend's mom.
Yeah, I know. It just doesn't have a ring to it.
No.
Is there an abbreviation for that? Please text in 087-711-1038. Abbreviation
BFM.
To my girlfriend's mom.
Or GFM.
Yeah, GFM. Because that sounds like fam.
Yeah.
My
GFM.
Fam. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so end of that. Don't text in. But so she's been, Lavinia is her name. She's been staying.
Lavinia.
It's not Lavinia. It's Lavinia.
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 Okay.
Yes.
It's like Hermione doing that spell.
That's exactly what it's like. So so she's been staying with us for a few days and that's been stunning. She's been up to see gigs with Dwayne and so on. And I always try really hard to impress her. I always try and cook exactly what I think she would like, but then she brings her own food from home. It's just, it's hard. The last time she came up, she brought a cooked chicken.
And I was like, I hate your cooking.
I think she thinks that I just do not have my head screwed on at all. But she comes bearing gifts. It's nice. She also, what she brought up the last time for me was Social and Personal Wedding magazine.
Okay.
So that I could feel like I was at the hairdressers. And she also brought 3 skincare products that were among the magazine's top 10 for the ultimate beauty prep. Okay.
That's so nice.
It's very nice. I love skincare. I love little bits.
And you love Lavinia.
And I love Lavinia. But some of them did feel like thinly veiled insults.
Okay, okay? I imagine so.
As skincare often does. So now I'm going to rate them in order of how mildly offended I was to receive them. Okay?
Go on.
Coming in at number 3, Rituals Fortune Lip Balm Factor 30 with shea butter, refreshing eucalyptus and vitamin E. Now, I'd never be mad at a lip balm. I am addicted to lip balm.
From Rituals as well.
It's from Rituals, very not to good. Be sniffed at.
I wonder, did she get it for her birthday for free?
Oh, well, that's always my concern with the presents she gives me. But if I was a weaker woman, I'd say, so you're saying I'm deficient in vitamin E?
Yeah.
You're saying I've got muscle weakness, impaired coordination and difficulty walking?
Get out of my house, Lavinia.
5 out of 10. Get out. At number 2, Aveeno Skin Renewal Gently Body Scrub with prebiotic oat and niacinamide.
Right.
So you're saying the oats I have in my press aren't probiotic?
No, they wouldn't be.
You're saying my Flavin's porridge sachets don't contain a variety of microorganisms that can ward off infection?
To be fair, I've always said that.
You've said that at any time I've brought porridge in.
Your oats are just not.
My oats just are not giving prebiotic. 7.45 out of 10, unfortunately.
For how offended you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Finally, at number 1. Now this one.
I hope she brought like a new woman for Dwayne or something.
Fit that in the suitcase, Vinny. Now, this was a kicker. Neutrogena anti-age hand cream.
Oh.
Helps prevent signs of aging and dark spots.
Right.
I thought those were freckles.
Show me your hands. Oh, Lavinia, you're right. She needs them.
The dark spots are gone. Is it working? I actually use it every night. But yeah, the dark spots, when you get given something for that, I just feel that's a 14 out of 10 offense scale. You got those dark spots, dry lip flakes on your skin is essentially what she said to me. Yeah, but I've been using all products. Love you, Vinny. But if I was a weaker woman,
what?
That wouldn't go down too well, to be honest.
She sounds lovely.
She's the best. No, yeah. She genuinely is. But sometimes it's hard to come up with stuff for this show. Do you know what I mean?
The only thing I've ever gotten from my girlfriend's mum is she says, I listen to your show. We're actually not too bad.
Okay, so a bit of feedback. Yeah. That's always welcome as well.
First though, yesterday on the podcast, and yes, we have a podcast. It's called Fully Charged Recharge. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. And it's always just the best bits of the show.
Yes, it's the talky bits.
That you might have missed. But we also do a a kind of chat before
we do
the show starts. And we do that every
it's
single
us.
Day.
It Hold is back.
A bespoke chat before the podcast.
That's exactly.
And on yesterday's podcast,
the
day before, we were talking to Emma and she was saying, obviously she's gone away on holidays, but someone is coming over to mind her dog.
Yeah, her friend's little sister is minding her dog because she is like coming up to Dublin to do college, but she's in digs. So
right,
it kind of
okay.
works out for both. Like, she has a free gaff to herself,
yeah.
And then Emma gets her dog minded.
But see, Emma is the most mammy-ish
yes.
person you can ever imagine. And especially if the person was a year younger than Emma, she'd be like, okay, I'm like your
mother.
Mom.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's Emma. So Emma was asking us on the podcast, like, what should she get? She was like, Dave, if you were, you know what I mean, be left alone in a house and you'd wanted a few treats or whatever. And I said, oh, I'd get Kinder bars, you know, the Maxi.
Yeah, you said Kinder Maxi.
And I'd get a load of mini bags of Haribo.
They have to be mini so that Dave can feel tall.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what I demand. I'm such a diva. So Emma was like, okay, great. I'll go and buy her a few snacks just to have in the house. Obviously, this person who's coming to mind her dog will bring her own snacks.
Yes, probably.
And probably won't touch any of the snacks that Emma got her.
Oh, no, that she can't do that to Emma because this is the most like beautifully stacked press I've ever seen.
Imagine a press in your kitchen filled with snacks, like filled with sweets, right? So we've got your cream eggs. We've got your bar of dairy milk.
I mean, they've been there since Easter, I'm assuming.
We've got your bar of Cadbury Dairy Milk Caramel. We've got some protein bars in there and some biscuits. We've got packs of Doritos. I want to say packs of Cheetos. We've got a multi-bag of packs of Skips.
Yes.
More biscuits. Some Minstrels, big bag of Minstrels there. Underneath, what's that green thing underneath? Is it like
that's Viscount? Because that's what we were talking about then in the group chat.
Okay.
Which are like my favourite biscuits, the minty chocolate ones.
Multi-back of crunchies, massive. Like, is that like 27 bags of meanies?
Yeah. I hope she's not bringing any lads over because, like, you are not kissing after a packet of meanies. Maybe that's why Emma got those crisps.
Yes,
she's like, I'll buy the stinkiest ones.
No lads to come over.
Because it's the cheesy Doritos.
My
well.
God, she has filled her kitchen with snacks for this person who probably would come in, eat one crisp and go, that was lovely.
She's like,
thanks,
I'm
Emma.
Vegan.
Yeah. So yeah, if you ever want to, you know, have a job done, what I'd recommend is getting Emma Noland.
Yeah, too.
Because she will go above and beyond.
And oh, you'll be fed.
Oh, you will. Especially those out-of-date cream eggs.
We love those. No, they're still... I can see the date. They're not out-of-date yet, but just the Easter period is over.
Next
so
month.
Maybe leave those.
There we go.
All right, it's a bit miserable out there today.
Oh, but it's so grim. What happened? It was so lovely yesterday.
But it's the kind of day... Do you know what you do on this day? You start brainstorming for sunnier days and what you're going to... How you're going to have your garden set up and how you're going to host your next event.
Very good.
Because the summer is coming. It's not gone for good.
Yeah.
Yesterday was stunning. The day before.
So far, the summer has not been summering. Apart from maybe two weeks.
The man who is purple with sunburns says, it's not warm enough. He's sunburned his chain into his neck.
If I lean forward, there's creases in my stomach that are so sore. It's like I am made of... It's like I'm made of leather. It's so, so painful. Listen, this week on the show, we've teamed up with Pringles celebrating the launch of their new Flame Grilled Steak Flavour. Pop open a can and bring the Flame Grilled Steak Flavour to your summer get-togethers. Think Steakhouse vibes with that classic Pringles crunch.
All right, we have a Pringle Tube bundle to win every day on the show. And at the end of the week, we'll be upgrading someone to an ultimate summer barbecue party kit with a top quality gas barbecue, that is huge, including tools, outdoor lounge set and a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, but in order to win that, you need to beat Samantha's score of 3.16 seconds. On to do that is Chris. What are you up to, Chris?
How's it going? How are you?
Not too bad at all. What are you at for the day, Chris?
I'm just on my way to work.
What do you do?
I work for a recipe company, so I'm a logistics manager for them.
Oh, wow.
A recipe?
What does that entail, please?
So it's called Gusto. They do...
Shout out.
It's like a subscription. You get a box of food and then you cook it throughout the week.
Oh, deadly. So what do you do? Do you, like, assess what recipes people pick the most or, like, what...
No, I get the box to you.
Oh, you get the box? Well, that's the most important thing you can do.
I like it. All right, let's see if we can get you to... let's see if we can win you with Pringles. Every morning, we've been filling the studio with balloons. Inside one of the balloons is the golden Pringle. The rest of them are completely empty. Basically, you have to pick whether you want me or Fiona to pop them balloons and hopefully find you that winning Pringle, that golden Pringle. It'll win you the Pringles bundle, and if you are, you know, the fastest person, if we are the fastest person to pop the balloons and find that golden Pringle, then you will win that ultimate summer barbecue party kit. Are you ready to go, Chris?
Amazing, yeah.
All right, who do you want to pop the balloons?
I'll go with Fiona.
You
go
with God.
Fiona. Here we go. Have you got your popper ready?
I've got my popper.
Here we go, Chris, in 3, 2, 1, start. Yeah, she still hasn't found it. Keep going. She might pop all of them at this stage. Oh! We got one. What time? Time was 8:63 seconds, Chris. I'm so sorry. She didn't do it as fast as I did yesterday, which was 3.16 seconds. Samantha was at the top of the leaderboard. But you have won that Pringles bundle, Chris. So not going home empty-handed.
Chris, that's what you get for trying to support women. Don't do it. Honestly. We're too slow.
Chris, congratulations on winning that Pringles bundle and have a fantastic day.
Bye, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck. If I could mansplain popping balloons to you.
Could you please?
Yeah, of course.
Feminism is cancelled.
Yes, it's gone. So you're popping the balloon and then you're lifting your hand back up to get almost like a running start at the pop of the balloon.
Well, I'm trying to get the arm workout in.
You could just, you know what I mean, like kind of
whip the balloon. Wow, you kind of vibrated there.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Look, I'm a pro at it. Do you know what I mean? 3.16 seconds is what the top of the leaderboard is. That's obviously for me.
Clearly pick Dave tomorrow. Unless you hate me and yourself.
Fiona will get it within 3.15 seconds tomorrow.
Totally.
You never know. And you could be winning with Pringles. 1038. Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. The number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning, Thursday. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, 4 minutes past eight. What's happening?
Hey, how are you doing? I feel vindicated now in the past few days because everyone who's been giving me so much intense, violent FOMO with their Primavera posting is now like on the crusty Ryanair flight home and like contemplating life and like ordering
been
a
home
Chinese.
For a couple of days, but it seems that everyone is getting this Primavera illness.
Yeah, I think people are gradually, like some people do a couple of days in Barcelona.
Alona.
And then some people, yeah, it's been in dribs and drabs. The illness, what is it? Just depression?
Yeah, everyone's getting a cold or everyone's getting a flu or something.
I mean, fair enough. Like, it's 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Like,
too much on the body.
It's a lot of endurance. Poor thing. Couldn't be at that at all now.
I have seen that picture of the Powerpuff Girls 400 times.
Yeah, we need to rate everyone's pose outside that. Because I'm like, how are you going to make her interesting? How are you going to sell her to me? Because I've seen enough people in aviators just looking mid.
Exactly. Speaking of Primavera.
Oh.
You ready? Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX played the Friday of Primavera and it looks incredible. It's been 1 year since Brat and she's coming to Malahide Castle on Tuesday. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit better than it is today.
But even if it rained, that would be kind of Brat.
It would be so Brat. Are we going to have another Brat summer? Is that going to happen again?
I don't think so.
I'm kind of done with that.
We're looking for someone to take the reins. Another pop girl.
I think people thought it was going to be Sabrina with that new song. I don't know if it's going to do that though.
It's Hot Pants Summer.
Yeah. Listen, Charlie XCX is playing Malahide Castle on Tuesday. Tickets are completely sold out, but we got some of the final tickets for you to win today. If you want to win, first off, what you got to do is WhatsApp us 3 letters. XCX. Simple as that to 087 711 1038.
We're going to keep the lines open all morning long and we'll make a call back to give someone the tickets just before 10 a.m. It's very exciting. So if it's you that we call, you need to answer the phone saying this phrase.
You wanna guess the colour of my underwear?
I think it's nasty, but it wasn't my choice, okay?
I love it. Yeah, of all the lines that we could have done, Callum, that's a bit sick.
You could have been like,
what's really on your mind? She has a lot of famous lyrics.
Yeah.
But okay. Dirty dog.
Boom, clap, the sound of my heart, the beat goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah, that's from her Wholesome era.
Yeah, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to break the rule. Oh, tomorrow, we have tickets tomorrow as well.
Okay, I think the apple's rotten right to the core.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. But no. Apparently, if we ring you back at any time between now and 10 o'clock, you must answer the phone with...
You want to guess the colour of my underwear.
You want to guess the colour of my underwear. If you answer the phone saying anything else, we must move on and go to the next person and ring them.
Don't say hello. Don't say who this. Don't actually say the colour of your underwear.
Yeah.
That could be confusing. Leave that up to interpretation,
and also,
please.
Don't waste 10 seconds in silence to see if it's us, because we will hang up.
Yeah.
All right? We want someone to say it with their chest, okay? If we're doing this at all, we're going to do it full blown. So you got to pick up that phone straight away and go, you want to guess the colour of my underwear?
And if it ends up being your dentist, so be it.
Exactly.
You want to guess the colour of my underwear.
To win these tickets, you got to be in WhatsApp us the word XCX right now. 087 711 1038.
I feel like these are just part of society and culture at this stage. Most people have one. They come in all different shapes and sizes. Everyone claims that they enhance their life. What am I talking about?
Hey, best friend.
Gay best friend. Yes, shout out. But also, smartwatches. Like, what do they do for you? What has your smartwatch done for you lately? Not in an anti-technology way, but more in just, I don't like the aesthetic. I've never...
Do you not?
No, I don't. And nothing but love and light to your girlfriend, Pippa, who... sells smartwatches for a living. She is everything to me, or whatever it is that she does.
I think 100% of that sentence is incorrect.
Okay, go on. What does she do with them?
She does not sell, and she doesn't do smartwatches. She does Whoops, which are wearables, and she does.
Shut up.
And she does the PR for it.
Sorry.
She does not sell smartwatches.
What is PR if not selling?
It's public relations.
Why are you trying to make everything more complicated than it needs to be? I feel like that is what smartwatches do.
It's not a smartwatch, it's a wearable. It doesn't
Oh my God, shut up.
It's a wearable.
Most ridiculous sentence I've ever heard.
It doesn't have a screen.
The more times you say it, it doesn't make it better.
It doesn't have a screen. It doesn't tell me what time it is. It's just a band.
Okay, so you just have a band of nothing on your arm. Again, shout out Pippa. Proud of you in everything that you've achieved.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM. But you've got Dave wearing a band of nothing that doesn't even tell the time.
No.
That's allegedly a wearable.
It tells everything else. It tells me how my body's doing. It tells me if I'm about to get sick. It tells me how my heart rate variability is. It tells me how fit I am. It tracks my runs, my walks. Everything.
A wearable sounds like something you consume on a Friday night watching cartoons if you want to feel something. I just, but that's great for you. I have never been in possession of a wearable or a smartwatch. And I'm just wondering, are they all, they're cracked up to be? I feel like everyone has one now and I'm kind of alone. Every time I look at a woman and I'm like, what a beautiful outfit. She has this violent, thick, strapped Fitbit attached to her wrist. And it ruins the aesthetic. It ruins the buzz. I say, keep things classic. Check your phone for the time. Who needs a watch?
Now, to be fair, that's why I don't have a watch. I have the wearable.
Shut up with this.
Because I don't need to check the time on my wrist. But I do like to have my stats. Do you know what I mean? So I kind of go through phases with my Whoop, and I go through 2 weeks. I'm looking at every single stat, and yeah, I love it so much. I'm looking at my HRV, I'm looking at how my running is doing,
yeah,
tracking my whatever V2O max or whatever that kind of thing is for telling you how fit you are. And I'll do an ECG because I've got the new MG Whoop.
Making up letters at this stage. how do you check those stats if your wearable has no face?
It's all on the app.
Okay, so it's on your phone.
It connects to
my phone. Some might say you could just do all this on your phone and the wearable doesn't need to exist.
Well, the phone can't track your blood pressure.
Why not? Don't you have your phone in your pocket all the time?
But the phone technology is not that good. The Whoop technology is that good.
Okay,
not
so
to
this
be doing
is
my girlfriend's job for, by the way. But there, I kind of understand what you mean, because there is a debate at the moment whether they kind of fit into the aesthetic of, say, a wedding. There's lads wearing their watches or their Whoops or their smartwatches or whatever during their wedding, and people are like, no, it's not good. But Whoop, I think you can get different coloured bands and stuff like that.
I don't care about the different coloured bands. I don't care if you have a gold rimmed band. I don't care if it has classic links. I don't care what it has. Do not wear it at your wedding. We were talking about this a few weeks ago. Women wearing their Fitbits around their ankle for the wedding day. Girl, forget about your steps. You're meant to be marrying the love of your life. Why do you care? So please, on 087711 1038, this morning, we just want to know, are smartwatches all they're cracked up to be? Has your smartwatch changed your life? Should I get a smartwatch? What do they do for you? Voice notes on this as well, we would love. Text, ring, do whatever feels right. Send a voice note via your Fitbit. Can you do that?
I don't think so.
Well, then.
Maybe on your smartwatch, I'm not entirely sure. If I do that on the Whoop, I think everyone will laugh at me. As I said, no screen, no nothing. All that it has is if I double tap, it'll tell me the battery indicator, which is green, which means we're good to go.
I'm sorry. Please, yeah, text us. Has your smartwatch changed your life? 087-711-1038.
Yeah, I will tell you the downsides and the good sides in a minute, but I think they're all right. 087-711-1038. Voice notes, welcome. Smartwatch, are you for or against? She's off on a rant about something.
Sorry, side note, you really did your lad voice there.
James, hi, keep it loud.
All right.
Hit music now, spin.
Slay. I'm having a bit of a banger this morning. I just feel like I'm the last sane person in the world.
The only person in the world with naked arms.
Naked arms, they're out and they're looking delightful, may I say. Check those wrists. Unshackled by the constraints of a smartwatch.
Yeah.
I'm not checking my stats. I'm not talking about my BPM. I have a life. Do you have a smartwatch? What has it done for you lately? 087-711-1038. Should I get one? Am I missing out? Are you for or against smartwatches?
Sarah was on.
Fiona, I'm with you. They're so ugly.
Yes!
No, I do have one.
Oh.
Basically because I can't have my phone anymore. So it is just to look at the time. So I'm totally with you on this, Fiona. And just horrible.
Sarah, it's just to look at the time.
You just get a new job, Sarah.
Some might say get a watch. Remember watches. She's literally just looking at it for the time. Sarah's like me because she doesn't care about her health at all.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that's not the aspect I'm using. But yeah, also, what do you do for a living and are you okay?
See, I go through different phases. I go through 2 weeks of checking the stats.
Don't start talking about your wearable again.
My wearable Whoop. But then there's other days where I wake up and I'm like, don't tell me. I don't want to know, because it gives you a recovery score every day. For the last week, I've been in the yellow, which is what we Whoopers call being, totally average. You want to be in the green.
So now, you can't even describe how you're doing. You have to, it's like, how are you today, Dave? Well, I'm in the yellow.
See, my housemate Ben
has
a Whoop as well.
Sounds like you pissed yourself.
Yeah, my housemate Ben has a Whoop as well. And I'm always like, what are you at today? And he's like, oh, I'm in the red.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
is that how we communicate?
There was a study that I was kind of looking at, and it kind of does fit into Dave as well, because there's been some mornings where Dave has been so upset or so angry because his score on his app has not been good. And there is a study out that fitness trackers and wearables and smartwatches amplifies anxiety more.
Because it's
called something like data obsession or something.
Yeah.
You're just focused and hyper fixated on these things that it puts you in a bad mood, where if you didn't wear it, you wouldn't know.
Feel that.
If I wake up in the red, I'm like, I'm going to have a bad day, and I will have a bad day. Whereas if I don't check it, I feel like I'd be fine.
Yeah.
So yourself. So it puts you in a bad mood, and it puts everyone else in a bad mood because it's ugly.
But it's fantastic knowing. The Whoop is not ugly. It's gorgeous. Look at the new MG.
Sorry, I love your wearable, Dave.
Viola's on. Viola, are you pro? Are you for or against smartwatches?
I'm definitely for.
Okay, why? Go on, sell us why.
I cannot live without it.
Really?
You know, everything's on it. I have heart problems, so it helps me to track that, you know, blood pressure, everything in one place, and it's honestly so good.
See, Viola, I can't make fun of that. So you put me in an awkward position. And I'm glad it worked for you. That's good. So how long have you had a smartwatch?
I had it for years now. Years.
Okay, and you said it does something before you even realise you're about to have it yourself.
What's that?
A panic attack.
It tells you when you're about to have a panic attack.
Well, my heart rate increases, so it does, you know, alert.
Right, okay.
And then can you kind of can you combat that in any way, or what happens then?
No matter what, you're about to have a panic attack. That would give me a panic attack.
Yeah, like what? Does it say like panic attack pending, or is it like what does it do?
Panic attack in PPP. 3, 2, 1.
You know, there's your cognitive behavior therapy skills that you have to do. So at least you can start the process, and then it either helps or it's like reduces the effect or the size of the panic attack.
Okay,
that's pretty good. Look, I can't argue with this.
Absolutely.
I do feel like it's really helping you, Viola. What strap do you have on it?
What color is the strap, Viola?
It's black, but I'm actually changing it every now and then, you know, to fancy up and suit my office.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I like.
Okay, you're keeping it fresh. You're keeping it funky.
Yeah.
Fashionista, Viola. All right, we like it. Thanks so much. Have a great day, Viola.
Thank you, guys. Bye,
Viola.
Good luck. There you go. Viola's pro.
Viola's on the back of her moped waiting for her next panic attack.
We're getting a lot of texts and actually being like that these are doing really good things for people's health. Laura's message saying that she has epilepsy. So she collapses whilst out and about and she doesn't respond within 30 seconds. An ambulance is sent to the location.
Ooh, okay.
Clever.
Obviously, I can't say I'm against that.
That's very good. And then we're going back to kind of like the hyperfixation of data and stuff. I have an Apple Watch and so does Deborah, who got in touch, being like, you can win awards on your Apple Watch for closing like your stand goal. So if you stand for 12 hours in a day, you get like an award and everything.
Oh, come on.
I would love that.
Yeah, no, it's actually, it's not a physical one. It's just a little digital circle.
Yeah, I know, but still.
It's a little digital circle.
Yeah, but Deborah...
That's what you're standing
Deborah
for.
Deborah has been in touch and she has actually... she's celebrating a milestone on her watch today. She celebrates 1,000 days of movement every day, doing at least 5K.
Deborah, that's incredible. I'm obviously so happy for you. That's amazing.
It doesn't
sound
like
you are. But the watch is ugly, okay? Sorry. But that's great.
This voice note in as well.
Smartwatch, Fitbit, Fit Watch, whatever you want to call them.
Whoop.
Oh, gives me the ick.
Wearable, no.
See?
Of all the things to give you the ick, like...
It does give me a little bit of an ick.
Fiona, can I just go through some checklists first? Do you have any medical impairments or ailments? That the smartwatch could assist you with?
No.
Okay.
I'm cranky on my period.
I don't think the smartwatch is going to help.
Yeah.
It's just going to give you a warning that it's on
Woman
the way.
Woman up, girl. Okay.
Do you want to win digital awards?
No, I don't care about anything like that.
And you don't like the look of it?
No.
Don't think the smartwatch life is
Isn't
for her.
Isn't it mad that she cares about like laboo-boos, but
I
she
don't
doesn't
care about, laboo-boos.
About her health.
The laboo-boo life was thrust upon me. I'm so grateful for that. Maybe I'll get my laboo-boo a smartwatch. I feel like the laboo-boo could pull it off.
There's no helping you. 20 to 9, and despite my constant debate... protesting that this should not be a thing, unfortunately, it still is. It's the girly quiz. Ooh. Makeup and hair and tearing. on, ladies. Let's get quizzy. Just in case you're wondering, yes, that is Grammy Award-winning artist Keane DeCrow singing our girly quiz opener.
That means it's here to stay. I love how depressed you look when you sing in perfect tone, and you just—you look like a child who's been like forced to sing at Christmas for all the aunties and uncles.
Come on, ladies.
That is the song they sing. It is indeed the girly quiz where we test Dave on all things girly. Three questions to answer today. Get all three right and he wins the week. But get one wrong and you're literally a loser.
Loser.
We're nice and we give him two lifelines, the Simplify, which is basically kind of a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style 50-50. And of course, his phone a female. On the line today is Sarah. How are you doing, Sarah?
Yeah, very good. Absolutely delighted to be on.
Ah, thank you. Sarah, here you're in the NCT Centre. Did you pass yet?
Haven't passed yet. It's nearly coming off the ramp. So, wow.
Stakes are extremely high. Dave is just about to come off the ramp as well. He's got his hub caps off. He's got his boot empty.
Right.
I know, because he just went to the bathroom.
Sarah, tell me this. What's the story? Are you up to date with beauty knowledge, maybe women's health knowledge? What would be the best thing to come to you on, given the theme of questions?
Oh, maybe a bit of everything.
A bit of everything. Hopefully. Jacket maybe. Of all trades. Yes. All right. Very good. Right, Sarah, stay there. We will be crossing you at some point, I guarantee it.
And just for coming on, Sarah, you've won yourself an Essence Cosmetics hamper for you and a friend filled with their brand new spring summer collection. And you're in the draw to win VIP tickets to Longitude on the show at the end of the month, because you can experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, proudly sponsored by Essence.
All right.
And now, because it is the girly quiz, you never know what the question are going to be or what Dave is going to say. So if you have younger ears in the car, it might be worth just having your hand delicately hovering over the dial, just in case you want to avoid any awkward conversations. All right, let's play.
Just like that, my anxiety is here. Hello, anxiety.
Check your whoop. Okay, David.
Check my
whoop. And Sarah, question number one. Match the skincare product.
Oh, no.
To the outcome it's meant to achieve for your skin, okay?
Okay.
So we've got three skincare products.
Okay.
Peptides.
Peptides.
Hyaluronic acid.
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah. And niacinamides.
Niacinamides.
One reduces acne and improves skin texture.
Okay.
One creates collagen.
Creates collagen.
Yeah. And okay. One hydrates and plumps skin.
Hydrates, plumps, skin. Okay.
So match them up.
Peptides. I'm going to say peptides create collagen. So we're going to match that together. Hyaluronic acid, I think, reduces acne. And what's the... Niacinamides. Niacinamides, I think, hydrates and plumps skin.
Why do you think that?
I think that... Are you seriously doing that thing again where you're covering your face and so I can't see you, so you potentially give away the answer? My God.
I just said, why do you think that, though?
Why do I think that? Because peptides, I feel like I've heard, and I presume they create collagen. The hyaluronic acid, I've heard. So yeah. I think that burns off, like, acne.
You think because it's acid?
Yeah. So, and then the niacinamides, I just presumed.
Okay. Yeah, that's your final answer?
That is my final answer. Peptides are for the creates collagen, was it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then the hyaluronic acid is for reducing acne, and the niacinamides is for hydrating plump skin.
Okay, Dave. Oh, you're so close yet so far.
No! What?
Oh, peptides create collagen, yes. Hyaluronic acid hydrates and plumps.
Hyra.
Would you have got that, Callum?
It's obvious.
It's in the name.
It's obvious.
But I get him. I get him because of acid.
Yeah, acid.
No, forget about the acid. Hyaluronic. Hydrates.
Yeah. Bye. Let's keep going. I'm fuming at that now. I've just lost a week, so there's no point.
Don't say that, you're great crack.
We could just wrap it up here and play Belters Only.
Dave, question number two. Dream Matte Mousse was a hugely popular makeup product in the early 2000s, which has since been discontinued.
Okay.
What brand was it?
Dream Matte Mousse.
Yep.
Dream Matte Mousse, what brand was it? Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know. I'm going to call in Sarah, I think. Sarah, good morning. Have you passed the NCT yet?
Still not, no.
For God's sake, what is taking them so long? All right, Sarah, I've got 30 seconds on the clock. And what is it? Matte Mousse?
Dream Matte Mousse. What brand was it?
What do you think, Sarah?
Oh my God, I don't know why I'm thinking Max Factor.
Max Factor. That sounds like a superhero.
It can be for your skin.
It's Max Factor. Is it Max Factor? What do you think, Sarah?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Right, we'll go with Max Factor. I'm putting my trust in you. Here we go. Fiona, final answer, Max Factor.
Dave and Sarah. Oh, no!
Oh, for the love of God. This could not be going any worse.
You had it right initially with Maybelline.
Was it Maybelline?
No.
Sarah, what are you at? Do you not like Dave?
This is going about as well as Sarah's NCT. This is really bad. Oh,
I love how you just swooped in, sabotage Dave, and then you exit with that Essence hamper for you, my friend. So not too shabby.
Sarah, I'm actually enjoying the thought that I could just completely tear up this girly quiz, write it off like her car, and it's done. So
Dave's got some enemies in the NCT center.
2 out of 3 completely wrong. Sarah, thank you for absolutely nothing, and you have won that prize.
Happy Thursday.
Bye, Sarah.
Will you do us a favour and text us if you pass the NCT, because I'm just really curious.
I will indeed.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Oh my God.
The love of God.
Drive by from
absolutely
Sarah.
Ridiculous. Okay.
All right. At least you have one lifeline remaining.
Yeah.
Dave.
I get my dignity back here.
Question 3. The Calorgas Housewife of the Year competition ran in Ireland from 1978 to 1990.
Was that the Lovely Girls competition?
It was something similar. Judging contestants on their homemaking skills. Name one category from the competition.
Homemaking skills.
Yeah.
It must be. There's no point. I've already lost. I don't care about getting it right.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with cooking. I'm gonna go with cleaning. Like the best, maybe the best cleaned thing. Because I'm going. When was this?
1978 to 1990.
See, we were behind the times.
Oh, we were, girl.
So I want to say it's probably cooking. I don't think it's anything too, like.
You think they did the butcher, the baker, home and the family maker?
Home and the family maker, yeah. Or maybe it's the best woman to ever get pregnant. Who's the best at giving it and having a baby?
Don't finish that sentence.
Okay, I think final answer.
The different competition.
Final answer is cooking.
Dave.
Yeah.
Finally, you're absolutely correct.
I enjoy actually giving up. That was quite fun. I did enjoy being like, there's no point in trying. I don't even need to use the.
It was honestly the happiest I've seen you in a girly quiz
for a long time. It was
the freedom.
It's the first time in a long time where he's got out on the first question, because obviously you were very adamant with question one.
I was so sure.
And that
of
you
it.
didn't need lifelines. I've actually been doing a little bit of looking into this Housewife of the Year competition, because it's actually fantastic.
The Calorgas one.
Yeah.
Don't ask Calorgas what they were doing between 1978.
Some of the categories: cooking, obviously, nurturing, which is childcare, household management, civic spirit, and then personality and appearance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No giving.
No giving.
Experience the ultimate VIP treatment at the Longitude Lounge, only with Essence. Really
need you. Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
You ready?
Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
Charlie XCX playing Malahide Castle this coming Tuesday, and tickets are completely sold out. So why are we telling people?
Well, we just so happen to have some of the final tickets for you to win today. I have them physically in my hand.
Ooh.
General admission.
Oh, you do? I thought you were joking.
No, I literally am holding them right now. I might just keep these.
Oh my God, you do. Give us a little into the microphone there just to prove she has the tickets.
Oh.
Thank you.
Woo, 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 woo. Okay, yeah, as we say, tickets are sold out except for the ones that I'm fanning myself with at the moment. Mm. If you want to win, all you have to do is WhatsApp us three letters XEX to 087 711 1038. This is the last time we're telling you about this. Don't make me turn this car around. I'm not going to drive. Going to drive all night.
Yeah, but the one thing you got to remember is you can't answer the phone saying hello if we ring you back, all right? You've got to answer the phone saying...
You want to guess the colour of my underwear. You
and then we will go, what? Hey, congratulations. You've
we'll
got
say, hey,
XCX.
You sick pervert. You're going to
this
Charlie
is your
XCX.
Bank. And then we will talk about the colour maybe of your underwear and we'll tell you our colours.
Is it a thong? Yeah. Is it full coverage?
Listen,
what are you working with?
We'll dive into it. But first thing you got to do is WhatsApp us the letters XCX. I see a lot of SCX. That will not get you in. Check your
Charlie
text.
Charlie would be raging at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's XCX because of Charlie XCX. If you want to win these Charlie XCX tickets, she's playing Malahide Castle on Tuesday. WhatsApp us the letters XCX to 087 711 1038 and answer that phone with...
You wanna guess the colour of my underwear.
Double spin. 1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go!
Good morning. Coming up to 4 minutes past nine. Happy Thursday, by the way. We're Emma, Dave and Fiona. We're here at McDonald's. What's happening?
Happy Thursday. How are you doing? A lot of discourse online at
what
the moment.
What is discourse?
It's a kind of fancy way I went to college way of saying discussion.
Okay, right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
About the kind of subject I enjoy, Sabrina Carpenter's new album cover.
Oh, I liked it. I don't know which one
you
it
liked
is,
it.
Though.
It's the... Oh, yeah, I know, because there's the dog collar and then there's her being
on the ground.
Pulled by the hair.
Yeah.
And
I
the
do,
album
like,
is
like that one.
Yeah. Oh, you're such a feminist.
I'm just a feminist, guys. And I just don't believe that. That's, you know what I mean.
Yes,
that's right.
If you didn't see it, I don't believe that. What specifically? Don't even, all that.
Just
I think all
I just
that's
don't
wrong.
Think you should pull women's hair.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Dave, you're very good.
I know.
So
I think
yes,
so too.
If you haven't seen the album cover, it's Sabrina Carpenter. She announced her new album, Man's Best Friend, last night.
Sorry, this is a huge. Like, this is just out of the blue. She released that Man Child.
Right. Yes.
And then everyone was like, oh, this will be like the song of the summer. Boom, album drop.
Album as well. I feel like that's the pressure that's on the girlies at the moment. Like, you cannot wait more than a year to release a new album.
But I think that's the label. I think that they're like, you're the hottest thing in the world right now.
You gotta make hay while the sun is shining.
Which is bad. I think you need to let people wait. Like, they did the same thing to Lewis Capaldi, I think.
Yeah.
And he just burnt out.
I do think, though, Sabrina is a really, like, funny, talented songwriter and she's obviously got, like, the best team around her ever. So I think the album should be good. But, yeah, the cover is causing controversy, shall we say.
Is it?
She's on her knees being pulled by the hair by what looks like a man. He's wearing a man's outfit and it's called Man's Best Friend. And people kind of want her to just go back to killing men in her videos. If possible. So, I don't know. Are you for Sabrina being dragged or killing?
No, I'm very excited. I love Sabrina Carpenter's music. I think she's brilliant. And the thing I will say about... I did obviously just say, like, you know what I mean? She kind of should probably pull back a bit and wait. You know what I mean? I think absence makes the heart grow fonder and all
it
that kind
does.
Of stuff. But having said that, Sabrina is so into her music that I guarantee she has written so many songs.
I'd say she has. And she's had so many men who've wronged
burner.
Her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm actually excited about this. So it's out on August 29th, which you still have a long way to wait. Like.
You do. Who's the man pulling her hair?
I don't know.
Dave?
Is it me?
Let's find out.
I would never wear them shoes.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin.
Your number one hit music station.
On yesterday's show, we talked about how some celebrities had interesting pasts online, kind of before they were famous.
Yeah.
We had kind of like talked about videos of Timothée Chalamet rapping about maths.
That was incredible.
It was good. Accounts made by Lord to review onion rings.
Love.
And then fan fiction, which was written by the singer Halsey about Harry Styles, right?
Incredible.
And I know you were talking about, you were like, oh my God, let's talk more about the fan fiction tomorrow. So I was like, right, actually, let's do that. So our fan fiction was published on a website called Wattpad. And it was under the username 17Black. And the story that gained the most attention was titled Imaginary.
Oh.
Okay? Which is what I would totally call a story that was real, by the way.
Exactly, yeah. It's a red herring.
Now, it's no longer available. Halsey did delete it when she became famous, but, you know what
Smart.
I mean? The internet, what do they say? You post it, it's forever.
It's forever.
No matter
what. You never
what.
Forget, yeah.
And some fans still basically remember the story and have some lines. So some of the lines from the actual, like, this fan fiction. By the way, if you don't know what fan fiction is, it's kind of when people write love stories about a celebrity.
Yeah, or about their favourite character from a book. Like,
yes.
They might do their own spin-off of, like, Harry Potter, where Snape and McGonagall get together.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like, you remember, say, for example, if it was, like, a band, it was, like,
yeah.
two members of the band were getting together.
Exactly,
it was,
yeah.
like, that's the kind of fan fiction that Halsey was writing about. But specifically, it was about Harry Styles. Now, as I said, it was deleted, but some fans still remember. So I found some lines of it online.
Slay.
Right? And some of the lines were, he's the kind of beautiful man, or beautiful that hurts to look at, like staring into the sun, knowing it'll blind you, but needing the warmth anyway.
Oh.
I wasn't in love with him. I was in love with the version of him that only existed when we were alone at 3 a.m.
That's such a Halsey lyric.
I think he likes the idea of me, the way broken things like to keep each other, like to keep other broken things close, just to feel whole for a second. So it's
totally.
Very emo.
Yes, very Tumblr.
Yeah, very, very Tumblr. And kind of, yeah, I suppose it is kind of Halsey's lyrics.
Yes, a little bit, yeah. She likes a depressed moment.
But I was looking, and not only did she write fan fiction, right, but she also wrote songs.
Oh.
And she wrote a song about Harry Styles and Taylor Swift's relationship, the Haler kind of era.
Love.
Is that a Taylor Swift era?
Yeah.
The Haler
yeah.
era?
Well, it's her and Harry.
What's your favourite era of
You
Taylor?
Just tag any letter onto Taylor and it becomes what you want to do.
So the Haler era was when Taylor Swift and Harry Styles were dating. Halsey wrote a song about it, and unfortunately for Halsey, the video is still out there.
Yes.
And I have found the video.
Yeah,
I had to really dig deep now for this.
Well done, Dave.
So this is Halsey's singing a song about Taylor and Harry.
A control freak, but he'll realize summer next week. Yeah, we knew she was strong. She sang stars. So shame on us now. Tell where she got him with a big smile.
So some other lyrics. Once upon a time, once albums were debuted, Haler was conceived, we panicked and we knew she'd hurt him, she'd hurt him, she'd hurt him. So Halsey was obviously a huge fan of Harry Styles and not a fan of Taylor Swift.
She's not a fan of her, but she'll still use her song.
Oh, absolutely.
To make her own
well,
version.
It's very catchy.
It is catchy. We can't deny that. I'm feeling inspired. I kind of want to put pen to paper myself now.
Can do you have someone who you'd write fan fiction about?
I actually think I do.
Okay, do you know what we'll do? We'll play a song. We'll spend the next song writing fan fiction for an artist. I don't even want to hear who it is.
No.
I want to guess who it is
yeah.
from your fan fiction.
Okay, and same.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to write some fan fiction. You can guess who it is. Now, we were just talking about some fan fiction.
We're deep in the world of fanfic. We discovered yesterday that before she became a famous singer, Halsey was writing Harry Styles fanfiction online, and we dove deep and we found some, and then we felt inspired to write some of our own.
Yeah, so we spent the last about 5 minutes kind of coming together and writing fanfiction about anyone. I don't know who Fiona has written about, and she doesn't know who I've written about. All I'll say is mine is chaotic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not great.
I feel like you're going to just guess whose mind's about.
Oh, you will 100% guess who mine is about.
Very obvious.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
On a drizzly June morning near Suffolk Street, a bronzed goddess braced herself for another day of honks and unceremonious rubs from fanny plaque clad tourists and Ryanair born stags. She was tired. A few of the well-intentioned social justice girlies had set up camp nearby for a while, warning visitors to give her a wide berth. But they couldn't stay forever, and inevitably, she found herself once again holding staunch whilst an entire North England rugby team went ham on her already well-worn-down party zone. An overwhelming sense that only she could save herself possessed her, and suddenly her bronze limbs felt as powerful as a Sally Hansen-drenched teenager making her way to Wes. She could move! Furthermore, she was far stronger than her assailants. She broke away from her plinth with ease,
American tourists fled in terror, leaving a trail of Carol's gift shop bags and paddy hats in their midst. Dublin tour guides frantically urged their attendees to run, save themselves. She was free. Free to use the spire of as a weapon of mass destruction. Or to head down to Merrion Square to flake out with Oscar Wilde. Ooh. Dublin's fair city was about to get a lot less fair. Thank you.
I'm trying to get James Connolly.
It's hard to know. It's a tough one.
Luke Kelly?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Luke Kelly's curly wire head.
No, Phil Lynott. Yeah. Phil Lynott.
Exactly. They're all bronze.
Oh, God, that was excellent. And it's 100% blue is going to blow mine out of the water. Mine is nowhere near as long.
Okay. No, that was lengthy.
Okay, my fan fiction. Here we go. This fan fiction is for everyone going through tough times.
Ooh.
Been there, done that. But every day above ground is a great day. Remember that. I stare at your beautiful head and see myself. It shines like the brightest star. And no, not just in Miami, mister. Worldwide. I turned 3-0 5 months ago. I'm still like a little Chico. You, a muscular, hairless, woof around the edges piece of timber. And it's about to go down. I don't care where we go, as long as we're together. We could be at the hotel. The motel.
Go on.
The Holiday Inn.
Oh, chills.
Put me in a pram and dress me up, because I'll always be your dolly. Also about Phil Lynott.
The worst thing is as well, that's more of a love letter to Pitbull than fan fiction. There's no story there. It's just like, I fancy Pitbull.
We went to the Holiday Inn.
Hey, that writes its own story, Callum. Do we need to spell it out? You know what happens
love
there.
Love me not on Spin.
Get ready. Spin 103X Golden Tins. Hey,
all right, let's get you away on your holidays, shall we? With thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Yeah, this is the golden ticket and Jennifer's on to play. What are you up to, Jennifer?
Nothing much, just work, kids, school runs, everything like that, you know?
So you've dropped the kids off and you're going to work? Is that the order?
I am, yeah.
Very good. What do you do?
I work doing the school lunches.
Oh, amazing. Ooh. Oh, my God. I got so obsessed with, like, school lunch ladies in America on TikTok. It's such a good corner of TikTok. And they'd be, like, preparing in batch. And I was obsessed.
What? Jennifer, are you on this side of TikTok as well?
No, I'm not.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're living it. You're living it, baby. So what are you working with, Jennifer? Yeah. What's on the menu?
There's plenty on the menu. There really is. Loads of options.
What?
Sorted through a little app. It rises in and we heat it up and feed the kids. And
very
it's great
good.
For them. They love it.
Love it.
Yeah,
very nice. Pop the corn, feed the
all
children.
Right. That sounds like a very busy job and stressful job. So let's see if we can get you on holiday and get you away from the kids, away from the school, away from all that hustle and bustle. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Jennifer?
I have, yeah.
You have. Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
No.
It's 25 seconds going on the clock and five songs and artists are going to play. If you guess the five songs and artists within the 25 seconds, you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. Ventura, and I have all the confidence that you could do it today. We want to give this away while Emma's away, Jennifer, so we're only calling people who we really believe can actually do it. So, as I said, guess those five songs in 25 seconds. You win that.
Well, I did have the four of them, and now I'm having an absolute mind blank.
Well, no. we haven't played any songs yet, Jennifer, so don't you worry.
All right, okay. I got all of them, and now I'm having a mind blank. A panic,
no, you'll be fine. Jennifer, just breathe. Take a few calming breaths.
You're going to be fine.
I think you'll nail it.
Now,
have a
Jennifer,
good feeling.
If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. So no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Jennifer?
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
Where are you from?
Whitehall.
Jennifer in Whitehall. Is that Dublin 9?
Dublin 9.
Yeah. Dublin 9.
Dublin 9, yeah.
Yeah, very good. All right, Jennifer in Whitehall, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What do you think, Jennifer?
A swap.
That was Charlie XCX and Apple, Jennifer.
But don't worry, okay. You've reset the clock back to 25 seconds, so it's a brand new game. Take a deep breath okay. in.
And out.
Or just laugh.
25 seconds back in the clock. Jennifer, you got this. Brand new song one, playing okay. in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
It's immature, collected, and sensible, except when I get hit with rejection.
What you are when you're making the lunches, you're flat out.
So much going on.
Working.
And what do you do when you're working? You're so...
Oh my God.
You're so flat, you don't have time
to
sing.
Is this Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah, it's Sabrina Carpenter. 3, 2, 1. Oh!
Oh my God, did you get that? No!
Oh, I probably messed it up. It was Sabrina Carpenter, Busy Woman.
Oh,
I don't know if I was.
I'm a busy woman. I'm always a busy woman.
That's what we could woman, tell.
Jennifer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jennifer, it wasn't to be. But have a wonderful day, all right? Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks so much, lads. Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye. Wasn't to be again.
I think I overcomplicate it by trying to give clues.
No,
I think I should just stop.
No, I'm with you. I like your clues. And I'm when Emma's here, I'm usually the person giving the clues. So
yeah,
I liked them, but it just didn't help today.
It sure didn't.
Yeah. But maybe it'll help tomorrow and you could take this holiday off us. Golden in a WhatsApp at any point to 087 711 1038. It's been 1038 with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and all day we have been telling you about this very exciting gig. It's happening on Tuesday in Malahide Castle.
You ready?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? This is Charlie XCX.
Slay by me, huge, massive slay. That was me being brat in honour of
very,
Charlie.
Very brat of you.
Charlie XCX, yeah, so brat. Charlie XCX is coming to Malahide Castle on Tuesday. Tickets are sold out, but we've been telling you all morning how you can win by answering the phone in a very specific way.
Yeah, you can't say hello or anything like that. You have to answer a very specific way. Let's make a phone call. Here we go. We're going to do cash machine rules. Got to answer within 5 rings. Okay?
Okay, Barry.
No, I'm hanging up. You're gone. You're gone. No. You're gone, Sean. Bye. No. You were silent for way too long. Checking to see. No, goodbye, Sean. It could have been anyone. That's the whole point, Sean.
What a sickener. My God, no.
Wasn't Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Let's try... I swear it sounds like I'm going alphabetical. I'm not, but we're going for Shauna.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cash machine rules. 5 rings. And make sure and actually say the phrase.
You want to guess the colour of my underwear?
Hello, Shauna. This is Bank of Ireland speaking. There's been some suspicious activity on your account. Oh no, you're going to Charlie XCX.
Shauna's think is gone.
Did she go?
Yeah. Hello?
Shauna, no, that was us. You're going to Charlie XCX.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I am shaking.
Oh girl, I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, that's not fair.
No, I'm sorry, but you're going.
You won those tickets, Shauna. You're going to Charlie XCX. Yay! Tuesday morning in Malahide Castle. Congratulations.
Yay!
Oh my god, I'm actually shaking because I'm going back and forth with the bank at the minute, and
I was like, she doesn't even care that the suspicious activity. She's like, no, embarrassing, never picking up the phone ever again.
Exactly. I was like, I don't care if I've been frauded. I mean, I'm just hang up. I'm mortified.
Shauna, this is the perfect outcome for us. I need you to know that.
You're going along. Don't be giving anyone out your bic or your iPad at Malahide Castle,
absolutely
okay?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Enjoy the gig,
Shauna. Oh, my God. Oh, thanks so much. Have a great day, guys.
Good luck. Best of luck with the bank.
Bye.
I cannot believe that worked.
That was so good.
And when did Bank of Ireland ring saying, this is Bank of Ireland?
Do it again tomorrow because we have more tickets to give away on tomorrow's show for Friday. Very exciting.